Acts chapter 19. And while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coasts, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said to them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said to him, "We haven't heard whether there is a Holy Ghost." And he said to them, "What kind of baptism have you had?" And they said, "John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John truly baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they need to believe on him that would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when various of them were hardened and didn't believe, but spoke evil about that way before the multitudes, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued for 2 years, so that all of those who lived in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God did special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought to the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, decided to call over those who had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We command you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches." And there were 7 sons of Sceva, a Jew, and of the chief of the priests, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And the man that had the evil spirit jumped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also living at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of those also who used occult arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them, and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of God grew mightily and prevailed. After these things had ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must also see Rome." So he sent into Macedonia 2 of those who ministered to him, Timothy and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a while. At the same time there arose no small stir about that way, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith who made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain to the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of similar occupations and said, "Sirs, you know that by this craft we have our wealth. Also you see and hear that not only at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away many people, saying that any gods made by hands are not really gods. So that not only this our craft is in danger to be destroyed, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana will be despised, and her magnificence will be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worships." And when they heard these things, they were full of anger and shouted, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." And the whole city was filled with confusion, and having laid hands on Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed all together into the theater. And when Paul would have entered into the people, the disciples wouldn't allow it, and certain of the important men of Asia, who were his friends, sent to him, desiring that he would not risk going into the theater. Some, therefore, shouted one thing, and some another, for the assembly was confused, and the majority didn't know why they had gathered together. And they pulled Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward. And Alexander beckoned with a hand, and would have made his defense to the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice for about 2 hours shouted, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." And when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, "You men of Ephesus, what man is there who doesn't know that the people of the city of Ephesians are worshippers of the great goddess Diana and of the image that fell down from Jupiter? Seeing then that these things can't be spoken against, you ought to be quiet and to do nothing rashly. For you have brought these men here, who are neither robbers of churches nor blasphemers of your goddess. So if Demetrius and the craftsmen that are with him have a matter against any man, the law is open, and there are deputies. Let them plead their cases. But if you inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. For we are in danger to be called in question for this day's uproar, there being no reason by which we can give an account of this occurrence." And when he had thus spoken, he dismissed the assembly.